Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. A large crowd of relatives and neighbors came together to pray for Dulce Alves, missing since Monday in a reported abduction. KYW's Pat Toddy was there.
We just want to say thank you to all the people that came to support us to find my little cousin, Dulce Maria.
Loved ones of little Dulce were in tears trying to explain the painful void they've had since the five-year-old was kidnapped from Bridgeton City Park Monday afternoon. She had been playing with her three-year-old brother at the time. Jackie Rodriguez organized Saturday night's vigil. It was packed with people all praying that Dulce Alves would be reunited with her family.
That whoever has her decides to release her. Drop her off anywhere. Drop her off somewhere in public so she can come back.
Police have cast a wide net in searching for the girl, but so far without success. Tempers flared at a public meeting in Devon discussing what community members see as an unpleasant surprise that a facility there will house dozens of undocumented migrant children. KYW's Andrew Kramer got an earful.
Oh, come on.
The people who live on Highland Avenue in Devon aren't happy. That was pretty clear at this month's Easttown Township Board of Supervisors meeting, where residents like Young Heon showed up to tell the board they were furious when they learned the Devereaux facility on that street will soon be the short-term home of children separated from their families.
Originally, we all thought that was going to be a 14-home community going up. That's not the case, and they're going to put a detention center in there for children.
Devereaux says this isn't a detention center, rather a place that offers a transitional environment for up to 42 unaccompanied minors ages 5 to 12 before the end goal of reuniting them with their families.
There's no firm move-in date right now for the children. Philadelphia spends millions of unneeded dollars each year on police overtime, this according to a financial oversight group, which proposes a fix. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Philly cops are called to court to testify during preliminary hearings or trial, many times when they're off the clock.
The district attorneys were subpoenaing every officer that was involved in the arrest or the incident. So that could be 5 to 7 to 8. Not all of them were needed.
Harvey Rice is executive director of PICA, the board that oversees the city's finances. He says they studied fiscal year 2018. They found that if there was a streamlined system which works with prosecutors on which officers they need to call to testify and tracks their time, they could slice the OT in half.
There needs to be better working relationship between the district attorney and the police.
The group suggests the city focus on this issue during police contract talks next year. It's not exactly the invention of a better mousetrap, but a spotted lanternfly trap submitted as a science fair project now on its way to nationals. More from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
14-year-old Rachel Berge and her family had tried wrapping the 80-some maple trees on her property with those yellow sticky tape traps, but other beneficial insects got stuck on the tape, so she says she started watching the bugs and noticed something.
I had put tinfoil around the tree, and I accidentally made a little hole, and it got through, and I'm like, ugh, it got through. And I'm like, wait! It got through, and so that's basically where I got the idea.
That idea is a tinfoil barrier around the tree with a tunnel that leads the lanternfly into netting. She says her research shows the trap catches 103% more lanternflies than sticky tape and 94% fewer other insects.
She says she's applied for a patent, but acknowledges there's a lot that needs to be done before it could be marketed. New Jersey wants to take the lead in providing offshore wind-based electricity. State utility regulators have approved a plan to do that. More from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The New Jersey Board of Public Utilities has approved a bid by Denmark-based Ørsted, which is planning to build an 1,100-megawatt wind farm 15 miles off the coast of Atlantic City to use the closed Oyster Creek nuclear plant as a means to connect into the regional power grid. Chris Oleth, an official in charge of the Ocean Wind Project, says it just makes sense.
One of the critical components we think about is plugging the wind farm into shore. And we like to do that in parts of the grid that are already hardened and already have existing electrical infrastructure.
The plant will handle 800 megawatts. They'll need at least one more hookup point.
One second site is in Atlantic City, the other just outside Ocean City. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.